This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. An Israeli official said on Monday a ceasefire proposal Hamas has accepted was a quote-unquote softened version of Egyptian proposal, which included far-reaching conclusions Israel could not accept. Crowds could be seen celebrating in Rafah, Gaza, on Monday evening after Hamas announced that it accepted a ceasefire proposal. The Israeli official who spoke on condition of anonymity said, quote, this would appear to be a ruse intended to make Israel look like the side refusing a deal. Israel's military carried out airstrikes in Rafah on Monday, residents said, hours after Israel told Palestinians to evacuate parts of the southern Gaza city where more than a million people have been sheltering. Reuters correspondent Elon Rubens reports.
Hamas-affiliated Al-Aqsa TV said Israel had targeted areas in eastern Rafah near neighborhoods given evacuation orders. This follows an overnight aerial attack on Rafah, where Israeli planes hit 10 houses, killing at least 20 people and wounding several, medical officials said. The Israeli military said it had attacked the site of Sunday's mortar launch that killed four Israeli soldiers, and that it was conducting limited operations on the eastern part of Rafah in response to that mortar strike.
Reuters correspondent Elon Rubens. U.S. university presidents on Monday joined Holocaust survivors and thousands of Israelis for a yearly memorial march at the site of Auschwitz. The March of the Living honors the 6 million Jews killed by Nazi Germany and celebrates the State of Israel. This year's mood of the march was overshadowed by the Israel-Gaza war after the October 7th attack on Israelis, the deadliest violence against Jews since Hitler's regime. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. This